Immigration officials say some 13,000 Arab and Muslim men may be deported in the coming months. All had been living in the United States illegally and had registered voluntarily as part of a special immigration program to track visitors from 25 mainly Muslim and Arab countries. Civil rights activists are objecting to the deportations. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Carrie Kahn reports.
For the past few weeks, activists have been holding rallies in front of immigration offices in California, like this one on a recent afternoon in San Francisco. They fear that over the next few months, thousands of Muslims and Arab men will be expelled in the largest wave of deportation since 9/11. Samina Fahim of the American Muslim Alliance says it's unfair that only Arabs and Muslims are being deported for what she says are minor immigration violations that have nothing to do with terrorism.
We do not want any special treatment. We want equal justice. That's all we are asking for. That if you are going to take those people out, then take all the illegal aliens. And if you're going to let some illegal aliens stay here, then let these Muslims stay here too.
Muslim advocates point to cases like that of Mohammed Hedi Sharif, an immigrant from Tunisia who came to San Francisco 3 years ago on a student visa. He says he got some bad advice from a school counselor and unwittingly violated his visa. He now faces deportation and says he feels like he is being unfairly targeted.
I relied on whatever the school told me. I didn't have to, you know, I couldn't ask nobody else. For me, when I ask the school, it's more than enough. And I found myself in trouble in deportation case, and since then, like, everything changed.
Mohammed will get a chance to plead his case before an immigration judge, but he's worried about his family's future. His wife had a baby last month. According to statistics from the Bureau of Citizenship and Immigration Services, deportations of Arab and Muslim visitors have jumped 75% in the last year. At the same time, deportations of other immigrant groups, primarily Mexicans, dropped. Still, Mexicans make up the largest single national group deported from the U.S. But Bill Strausberger, a spokesman for the BCIS, says there has not been a shift in immigration enforcement. He says eventually all visitors to the U.S. will have to register.
We need to start somewhere, so let's start with the higher risk individuals, those people who come from countries where there is an Al-Qaeda presence, where there are terrorist organizations that have threatened the United States. It's only prudent to do it this way.
Strausberger says the drop in Mexican deportations simply reflects an across-the-board decline in apprehensions during the upheaval immediately following 9/11. But advocates for tighter immigration control say the new, stricter enforcement should include all immigrant groups. Ira Melman of the Federation for American Immigration Reform says he doubts the government is serious about cracking down on all illegal immigrants.
The people in Washington who make our immigration policies seem to want to have it both ways. They want a border that is secure against terrorists coming into the United States, but they want one that's open to the gardeners and dishwashers and other low-wage workers.
Melman says evidence of that is in a host of new laws being proposed that aid illegal immigrants already in the country. He points to attempts in several states to allow illegal immigrants to get driver's licenses and a federal proposal to allow undocumented high school students to attend universities and pay in-state tuition rates. That leaves Muslims like Mohammed and his wife Ruba with the perception that they're victims of a double standard. Ruba, a Palestinian who sought asylum here when she was 13, has never been to Tunisia and says she won't go even if her husband is deported. She says this is her home.
I still have hope. I mean, I still have hope because we want to stay here. We want to raise our kid. We want to have a normal life. We just want to live a normal life like any other American.
If deported, Mohammed will be barred from coming back to the U.S. for 10 years. His deportation hearing is scheduled for later this month. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Kahn in San Francisco.